In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Today, brothers and sisters, we're shown a case of great faith. A man who was blind, who was healed by the Lord when he called out for mercy. Now, mercy is something I think that we don't quite understand. Because if we understood the mercy of God, we would obtain it. But so many things in our life, we see our array out of sync, out of sorts, in disarray. Hopefully we ask God for help, and yet the help doesn't always come, and why is this? Well, the Lord said to this man, "Thy faith has saved thee." And all he did was ask for mercy. First, let's discuss mercy, the wrong way to think about it and the right way. And then, with the right way to think about mercy, the right way to live and the right way to pray. Many people think of mercy as, "Do not punish me." This is the prevailing attitude for how the Lord actually saved us among many of those who are not Orthodox, who call themselves Christian. Don't punish me. Even though I deserve punishment, don't punish me. Please, don't hurt me. That is truly at the crux of Protestant theology about how Christ saved us. God required, according to them, that someone be punished. So His Son was punished. The infinite sacrifice. That's completely false. That's not why Jesus Christ came to earth, so that He could be punished by His Father. What a thought. What an idea. Another thing that people think about mercy is, "Please help me. I'm hoping that you will help me, but I'm not sure." Such as if you go before a tyrant and you're a landowner and you're being, brought down by taxes, and going to that tyrant and saying, "Please relieve me of some of the tax burden." Not really necessarily expecting mercy, but hoping for it. Wishing for it would be a better word. Neither of these are the mercy of God. We don't beg God for mercy to beg Him that He not punish us, nor do we beg the Lord for mercy wishing that He would help us. We beg the Lord for mercy knowing that this is the way He wants to treat us. Our Lord is merciful. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth, all of the paths. Unto such as keep His covenant and His testimonies. So we should be able to cry to the Lord for mercy, being confident. Of course, the second part of that Psalm verse is unto them that keep His covenant and His testimonies. That's not talking about living perfectly. It's talking about attempting to live perfectly. So, if we are to obtain mercy from God, we must be merciful. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. We say that in every divine liturgy. There's a reason for that. Our God is merciful. We are to be like Him, aren't we? So if we are to be like Him, we are to be merciful too. And we can expect mercy. We can know that mercy will come. Not hope, not wish that it would come. But with confidence, believe that it will come. Because we are attempting to follow God's commandments. This is how we pray for mercy. And our services are filled with prayers for mercy. Lord, have mercy. This gospel shows the beginning of the Jesus Prayer, that sort of root of the Jesus Prayer. O Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. So all we need to do is ask God for mercy. What are we doing? We're asking Him for help. And that man that was blind, he continually asked Him for help. He didn't ask Him once or twice. He continually said, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." With the expectation that He would help him. He wasn't asking to be freed, to not be punished. And he wasn't asking with trepidation. He was asking with confidence. The reason why is because his life was a good one. He was blind in his eyes, but not in his soul. The Lord said he had faith. Those who have faith are those who live according to the commandments. So this man was keeping the testimony of the Lord, walking in his path. And the Lord knew this. And the man, to the extent of his abilities, did this and knew that he could expect mercy from God. Why is it that we live such ordinary lives? I would say for two reasons. One is that we don't live righteously. We don't attempt to live as much as we should. We don't give as much effort as we should. It's too easy for us to do things that are evil or do things that are just not profitable because of our habits. And then the other is that we don't have confidence that the Lord will give us mercy, because we're praying more in the way of, I'm not sure about this, but I'm begging you to help me even though I don't deserve it. This is not the way we approach our Lord. Even the publican did not approach the Lord this way. Oh yes, he went in before the altar and he said, "Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner," and beat his breast. But he came away justified. That tells us that even though he knew he had great sins, he felt that quiet confidence in his heart that the Lord would forgive him and help him. And why? Because that publican was repenting of his sins. He wasn't going to say, "God be merciful to me, a sinner," and leave and go take away a widow's house that very same afternoon. No, he had left those things behind. Those things he had done in his previous life. Now he was changing. So he cried with confidence. Yes, with sorrow. Yes, with a feeling of incredible sadness and guilt. But also with confidence. I ask you, when you ask the Lord for mercy, do you ask confidently? If you don't, then why is this? We cannot be confident unless we are attempting to live in the way of God's commandments. It's not possible. Sometimes I've told people, I want on my headstone, in order to feel good, you have to do good. That's like a summary of the gospel. If you want God's mercy, be merciful. If you want to be at peace, act peaceful. If you want to have love in your heart, then love others. If you want to feel good, do good. If you want God's mercy, then live as God has taught you. Now, to the extent of your abilities, and when you fall, you get up and you ask the Lord for mercy. And mercy is not, "God, don't punish me." Mercy is, "God, help me." I read a few verses for you, but it's too dark and the print is too small and I can't read the scriptures that I printed out. But if you look carefully, it's a good idea, by the way, to get a Bible or Bible software. It's inexpensive. In fact, I've got some free software that's incredible. And all you do is look up mercy and read all the verses, or merciful and read all the verses. And you can see that God indeed treats us with mercy. But we will only obtain this mercy if we are merciful. I've told you before about how the mercy of God, the love of God, is like the rain. It falls everywhere, on the evil and the good. And it falls on all the ground. But if the ground is hard-packed, then what does it do? It just rolls off the ground. Or in Texas in July, it causes giant cracks in the ground. But it doesn't cause the crops to grow. But if that ground has been tilled and been filled with fertilizer, and the weeds have been taken out, and care has been taken to guard the ground, then, when that rain comes, it soaks in. That's the mercy of God. What kind of ground are you? Are you hard-packed ground? Well, I tell you, if your life is not going as you wish it would, and I hope that you don't wish it would be that you would have a better car, or a better job, or something like that, but I'm talking about the inner things in the heart that you yearn for, then your ground must not be tilled well enough. To obtain mercy, we must be merciful. So when this man asked for mercy, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me," he was expecting to be helped. Do you expect to be helped? If you don't, then it's because your own life is not in order. I've said many, many times in many, many sermons, we Christians do not believe in the resurrection. We say we do. But if we really believed, it says, our Lord said, if you say to this mountain, move, it will move and be cast off into the sea. To believe is to have faith. To have faith is to live the way of righteousness. We don't believe in the resurrection because we're weak and because we're preoccupied with other things. How sad it is when mercy is available to us. God helping us. God living within us. The rain falling. It's present. Let us till our ground so that it would be able to obtain this mercy. God gives mercy to everyone. But only those who prepare for it, those are the ones who obtain it. And you prepare for it by living the gospel. Until recently, I would, in nights, you know, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, be going in to help a patient, and they would always have some religious channel on whether they were awake or not. It's amazing what these people talk about. They think of God as a big gumball machine in the sky that just gives them things. They have no idea what mercy is. Mercy is to beg the Lord for every breath and to thank Him for every breath and to live righteously because He is righteous and to have such great gratitude in your heart that it is like a stream of water overflowing so that you must give mercy to others because you are compelled to do so by your very nature. Not by God forcing, and not by fear of punishment. In the beginning, we should fear punishment, because we certainly are not good. But what did St. Anthony say? I no longer fear God, but I love Him. When we become merciful, we have no fear. We still ask for mercy, because we know that all we're doing is asking God to give good things to His children, which He wants to give. Live mercifully, brothers and sisters, and you will obtain mercy. That's the key. All you need to do is beg the Lord for mercy. Whatever is going on in your life, whatever difficulties, whatever sadnesses, whatever friends are going through troubles or family, whatever sins you have, beg the Lord for help. And the extent to which you are confident in this prayer is the extent to which you are also attempting to live according to this prayer. Because the Lord says He will have mercy on the merciful. So live with mercy in your heart, and you will obtain mercy. Amen.